AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A congressional task force finds that the government has failed to stop Americans from traveling overseas in order to join the Islamic State group and other radical groups.
Five members of the House Homeland Security Committee have concluded that the federal government not only didn't prevent some 250 people from leaving the U.S. to join or try to join the militant groups, it didn't stop dozens from returning. Committee Chairman, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul.
The threat to the homeland has never been greater.
McCaul says that the Islamic State group has been able to draw thousands of people from around the globe to its cause.
Over 30,000 foreign fighters from 100 different countries.
His biggest worry, hardened fighters using American and Western passports to slip into the U.S. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Taliban fighters are putting on quite a show of force a day after taking control of a key city in Afghanistan.
Insurgent fighters have been fanning out in and around Kunduz, the first major city they've captured since the 2001 invasion.
Obviously, this is a setback for the Afghan security forces.
Here at the Pentagon, spokesman Peter Cook says the U.S. has confidence those troops can retake the city, but government forces who've launched a counteroffensive have been stalled by roadblocks and ambushes. The U.S. did conduct an airstrike this morning, but a NATO officer says more strikes are unlikely since the city's full of citizens and insurgents. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A 47-year-old woman who conspired with her lover to kill her husband in 1997 is scheduled to die at this hour by lethal injection. Kelly Gissendanner is the only woman on Georgia's death row and would be the first to be executed by the state in 70 years. An Oklahoma death row inmate is asking an appellate court to prevent his execution tomorrow night. This is AP Radio News. Ralph Lauren is stepping down as CEO of the fashion and housewares empire that he founded nearly a half century ago.
Ralph Lauren generated sales of $7.5 billion in the latest fiscal year, and the brand has been expanding its luxury business while beefing up its online presence. Now the company says Stefan Larsson, who has been the global president of Old Navy for 3 years, will succeed Ralph Lauren. The change will be effective in November, and Larsson will report to Lauren, who will continue to drive the company's vision and strategy as executive chairman and chief creative officer. Julie Walker, New York.
Actress Katherine Coulson, best known as the quirky log lady in the TV series Twin Peaks, has died at her home in Oregon of cancer. She was 71. Rock and roller Frankie Ford, who gained international fame for Sea Cruise, has died of natural causes in Louisiana at 76. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.